Hey, thanks for downloading and listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. It is appreciated. Did you know you can also follow us on social media? We are on Instagram and on Facebook, Morning Crunch Wrap. Take a look at each of those. We give you the links to all the stories we talk about each day on Facebook and Instagram. And it's usually some fun graphic that has to do with the story we're talking about. So give those a follow, give them a check out. And again, thank you. Let's get to it. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, May 3rd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Something a little lighter and pleasant. Headline: Japanese PM Shinzo Abe brought a beaver door knocker back from Canada and installed it at his villa. In a video posted to his Instagram account, whimsical music plays as the Prime Minister hammers the accessory into place at his personal lakeside villa. That's right, Japan's Prime Minister is showing off a folksy souvenir he brought home from a recent trip to Canada. In a video that he posted to Instagram, he installs the wooden door knocker featuring a carving of a beaver. He is straight-faced and wearing a button-up shirt, hammers the door knocker into place at his personal lakeside villa, and his wife laughs as she tests out the contraption. The brief clip has been viewed more than 80,000 times on Instagram and shared widely on other social media. The Prime Minister's office confirmed that the door knocker was not a gift from Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, meaning that Abe likely purchased it himself when he was in Canada to meet with Trudeau. Abe arrived in Ottawa on Saturday, hours after playing a round of golf with Trump at his Virginia course on a visit that demonstrated personal bonhomme, but bore no fruit towards advancing the U.S.-Japan trade deal to replace the TPP that Trump abandoned. Abe had warm words for his Saturday night dinner at the Prime Minister's Meech Lake Retreat in West Quebec. Said it was a tremendous honor for me, my wife, and I had a special time with you and Sophie. Abe visited Parliament Hill on Sunday to celebrate the successful launch late last year of the rebooted Trans-Pacific Partnership, saying we are very happy to see the development of our bilateral relationship as well as partnership in various areas, including our economic cooperation and security cooperation. So, two world leaders getting along and a door knocker. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. So, it's very interesting. This article from the National Post, which is a newspaper in Canada, the video is what really got me. I saw it yesterday afternoon, and he's installing that door knocker, and it's really kind of funny. We'll post a link to it on the Morning Crunch Wrap Instagram page. He's clearly having a good time, and that door knocker, you have to pull down on a cord, and it makes the carving of a beaver taps on the base. So it's a very interesting door knocker, and he went into some souvenir store and got it himself, which I absolutely love. I absolutely love that. So very, very cool. The other thing that I find really refreshing that I kind of miss is world leaders getting along, being cordial, agreeing to things, working together for a better world. I guess I'm just really exhausted with the United States being just incredibly standoffish in every instance in terms of international diplomacy. It doesn't matter what it is. It really doesn't matter what it is. The whole position of the current administration is to be against literally everything that came before it. It's just exhausting to deal with. And to think about international diplomacy that way, it's just like, oh my God. It's like if you have that person at work that you deal with, and no matter what you bring up, they have a problem with it. It's not good enough. It's not really fair. They feel like they weren't treated right. And maybe there's a little merit to some of the claims, but a lot of the claims, not really. It's just, hey, you're asking someone to pull their weight in regard to whatever else it might be. But again, they're like, oh, someone's got to work late. Oh, well, you know, I worked late before. I don't want to work late now. No, I shouldn't have to work late. Oh, hey, we need someone to come in on the weekend. No. I've come in on the weekend before. I can't believe you expect me to come in on the weekend. Oh, my God. That, to the international community, is now what the United States is. That bitchy, moany, whiny, complainy coworker who never wants to be part of the extra thing or anything else. And all they want to do is just sort of hang out and not have to deal with anything. That's what we've become. So it's just refreshing and gives me hope when I see two other world leaders, A, get along, B, be nice and social with each other, and C, actually come to an agreement on something. I mean, we could be there again. I don't know why we aren't. And here's the thing. Our current president could be there. There's no reason why he could not be agreeable. He could not finish up deals. He could not be pleasant to world leaders. He could do it. He just doesn't want to. And it's that arrogant idea of, we're better than everybody. We're not going to do anything. And we've been put upon for too long. Doesn't really sound much like the leader of the free world, does it? And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked. Weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful. Like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say.